Ya son las 9:01 a.m. Estábamos hablando al inicio de este programa sobre varias denuncias, Mateo, de racismo hacia la comunidad negra que intenta salir de Ucrania desde hace varios días en medio del conflicto. Estamos con Alexander Somto, él es estudiante nigeriano que se encontraba en Kiev y ha denunciado pues esta situación por sus redes sociales. Vamos a saludarlo hasta ahora. Alexander, thank you for being with us in W Radio. Good morning.
Thank you for having me here.
So can you please describe the racist acts that you witnessed and relate to us who were the people committing racist acts? Was the Ukrainian authorities at the border?
Okay, the first act of racism was from the train officials. When we got to the train station in Kyiv, they told us that it's only allowed they only allow women and children, but the African women were trying to board in and they were pushing them down from the train. So we started asking them, what do you mean by women and children? But you are chasing the African women down from the train, even South Asian women. So we started protesting, and after like several hours of protesting, they allowed them. Then when we got to the border, 30 minutes to the border, there was a barricade. The barricade had, they separated us, the white people on the other side, the non-whites on the other side. So they were allowing only the white people to move, but they were not allowing the Africans and the South Asians. They allow like 100 white people, and they allow like only 2 South Asians or 2 Africans. Then we started protesting and started asking them to say Ukrainians only. We told them, when you say Ukrainians only, there are several black people with Ukrainian passports. So why are you not allowing them? They didn't say anything. They started insulting us. We started protesting, and the soldiers brought us gun and was threatening to shoot us because we were trying to protest for our rights. When they were trying to shoot us, the other one entered inside the bus, moved back, and was coming forward because he wanted to run us over. We raised our hands and started shouting that we are students. We are not here illegally. We pay for our rent. We pay for our school fees. We have our resident cards. We started protesting and moving forward until we broke the barricade. Then when we got to the border, after several hours, we slept in the cold. Another official came and told us, if you're African, if you're Indian, if you're Arab, you have to leave the border and go to another border. So I decided that we are not going anywhere. We started protesting again and telling them that we've been trying to get through this border, and yet you could not allow us to get through. After several fights, they decided that they will allow us. When they decided that they will allow us, they said that they will allow only women and children. So that was the discrimination we had, but we only had the discrimination from government officials. We didn't have the discrimination from the average citizens, even though the average citizens did not fight for us. They were just focusing on getting out because they were allowing them to move.
Pues vea, María Camila, realmente sí, ese primer acto de racismo nos dice que ocurrió en la estación de tren de Kiev, que pues realmente, como bien sabemos, permitía niños y mujeres. En este caso, pues lo que ocurría, ¿qué fue? Que hubo mujeres africanas que intentaban abordar, pero fueron sacadas, y por esto empezó esta protesta, y después de varias horas, pues en ese lugar de la frontera en el cual ellos se encontraban, pues había una barricada donde los estaban separando. Ellos intentaban moverse, pero les decían que los africanos no podían seguir. Al final dejaron entrar como 2 asiáticos, 2 africanos, pero igual les dijeron, bueno, ¿al fin qué? O sea, ¿qué es lo que está pasando acá? Porque pues terminan dejando solo ingresar a ucranianos, pero pues no le permiten a ellos. Así que la gente que estaba ahí, esos oficiales, empiezan a insultarnos, ellos empiezan a protestar, los amenazan con dispararles, con aplastarlos, y ellos dicen, no, nosotros somos estudiantes, no ilegales, tenemos nuestras tarjetas de residencia. Entonces ellos continúan con la protesta, empiezan a avanzar, tumban la barricada, y bueno, al final, después de todo esto, terminan durmiendo en el frío, y mucho más tarde se les acerca un oficial y les dice, bueno, los que son africanos, los que son indios, los que son árabes, tienen que salir de esta frontera y salirse a otra. Y ellos les dicen, no, nosotros no nos vamos a ir a ningún lado, o sea, vamos a protestar acá en esta frontera, porque pues nos tienen que permitir el ingreso. Al final pues lo logran con niños y mujeres, pero que realmente los que hicieron esto fueron oficiales del gobierno de Ucrania. Y por otra parte, pues yo sí quiero saber y entender un poco en este caso y quiero conocer si hubo algunos afectados, porque estamos hablando de niños, estamos hablando de mujeres, nos habla de protestas y amenazas, pero hubo algunos afectados, heridos en este caso. And Alexander, I want to know and get a little deeper with this situation. You told us that there were children, there were women, these protests, officials, everything. It was any, I don't know, person or people that were injured in this situation, or it was at the end a pacific protest by your part, but the officials never responded in a violent way to you, or not?
Well, when we were protesting, we were telling them to allow at least these pregnant women and children that are of African descent, they started using their batons to beat us all, because they think we are being disrespectful by telling them that they are being racist. They started beating us all, and we are pushing two others forward to all outside the train station and outside the border. They didn't allow us to go. Instead of listening to us, they were busy beating us up. And some people had broken legs. Some people were hospitalized. So they didn't even care. They were only busy to move the white people.
Pues nos dijo aquí Alexander que realmente pues en esta protesta también inclusive había mujeres embarazadas que empezaron a pegarles, en este caso, según entiendo, con sus armas, y claro, fueron bastante irrespetuosos empujándolos durante esta protesta fuera de la estación del tren, buscando que ellos salieran, que ya no estuvieran ahí. Al final, pues la idea era que ellos salieran, que pues, se fueran de ese lado. No escuchaban, realmente nos dicen, no les importó. Aquí nos habla inclusive hasta de piernas rotas. Entonces realmente fue un acto bastante violento y de negligencia por parte de esos oficiales del gobierno.
Sí, Mateo, tengo entendido que estos actos de racismo específicamente han sido en la frontera con Polonia, pero de pronto sabe qué otra alternativa pues está buscando, digamos, la comunidad negra para evitar precisamente pasar por esta situación donde los pues donde son abiertamente discriminados intentando cruzar el país hacia Polonia.
And Alexander, regarding all these racist acts in this border with Poland, maybe you have thought or seen another alternative for the black community like you to maybe avoid this kind of situation in this place and maybe to move to another to see if things are better for you or not?
Well, I wouldn't say that there's nowhere in Europe there is no racism, but all I want everybody to know is that if you see such acts, do not shut up. You have to continue speaking up, because the racism will never stop, no matter where you move to. But whenever you see it, you speak up.
Pues ve, Ana María, sencillo. Realmente dice que él no puede, obviamente, decir y tapar el sol con una mano y comentar el hecho de que pues no hay racismo en Europa, que realmente sí es. Si uno ve este tipo de actitudes, de acciones, pues uno no se puede callar, tiene que hablar, tiene que protestar, tiene que alzar la voz, porque realmente esto va a continuar. Entonces por eso se tienen que hacer este tipo de denuncias. Y por otro lado, pues yo quiero saber y entender un poco, bueno, qué le han dicho el gobierno de sus países, estos gobiernos africanos, en este caso el que es nigeriano, si de pronto han podido acudir a las autoridades y si les han dicho algo, si de pronto va a haber alguna ayuda por parte de sus gobiernos. Alexander, regarding this situation, have you been in contact with your government now that you are from Nigeria and everything, and maybe from another African nations that maybe will help you to avoid this kind of situations and maybe mediate with the officials from the Ukraine government at that time in the border with Poland or not?
Well, when we were at the border, our government released official numbers and told us to call the numbers, but the whole time we were calling the numbers, no one picked it up. Until international media started talking about it, that was when they were able to send us airplane to pick us from the various countries like Poland that are currently in and other countries. But our government never sent us help when we were at the border. The only people that talked was the ambassador to Poland, who denied racism and was telling us that we can move across the border.
Well, Alexander, thank you so much for being here with us in W Radio Station. We're really sorry for this situation that you have been facing off, and we hope it gets better for you and for your other colleagues and peers.
Thank you so much.
Nos cuenta aquí, por último, Alexander, que lo que pasa es que pues cuando estaban allá en la frontera, intentaron comunicarse con los embajadores de sus países, al final nadie termina contestando. Ya cuando la noticia se empieza a replicar en medios internacionales, ahí sí hablan, ahí sí aparecen, les envían un avión para recogerlos, pero pues obviamente en esta frontera con Polonia y otros países, pues no les ayudaron, sus gobiernos nunca enviaron una ayuda, nunca les colaboraron, y pues el embajador nos dice que pues también en Polonia tampoco fue muy dado a colaborarles en esta situación, así que pues ha sido bastante difícil estos temas de racismo para la comunidad africana allá en Ucrania y en la frontera con Polonia.